New York scandal-plagued Republican Congressman George Santos pleaded not guilty today in a federal courtroom on Long Island. He faces 13 federal charges, including fraud, theft, and campaign violations. Santos spoke on the courthouse steps and said he won't resign and plans to seek re-election next year.
It's a witch hunt, because it makes no sense that in five months, I'm indicted. I'm going to fight my battle. I'm going to deliver. I'm going to fight the witch hunt. I'm going to take care of clearing my name, and I look forward to doing that.
NPR's Brian Mann is at that courthouse in Central Islip on Long Island. Brian, describe the scene for us.
Well, it was kind of a weird contrast, Sasha. First, there was this very formal court proceeding inside with George Santos pleading not guilty, being released on $500,000 bond. Then came the press conference. You heard some of there where he sparred with reporters and jabbed at prosecutors, again claiming to be the victim of a political witch hunt.
And detail those federal criminal charges he's facing.
Yeah, central allegation is that George Santos raised money for his political campaign last year, telling donors their cash would go to pay for TV ads and other legitimate political purposes. But he then allegedly spent the money on car payments, luxury designer clothes, paying other personal bills. He's also accused of cheating New York State out of unemployment benefits during the pandemic at a time when he was earning $120,000 a year. He had a job. Federal prosecutors say all this behavior was part of wider fraudulent behavior. You'll remember he basically invented his entire public persona, winning election in 2022 after lying to voters about everything on his resume, including the false claim that his family survived the Holocaust.
Right. His district is Long Island and Queens. What are people in that district saying about this?
Well, polls show the overwhelming majority of people living in Santos's district want him gone. I spoke today with Diana Mueller, who came over from the 3rd District. She's one of his constituents, and she said she just wanted to see Santos face these charges. She says he cannot represent her community while also fighting these criminal charges in court. And Mueller wants Republican leaders to force Santos out.
It's going to be a long process. My hope is that Kevin McCarthy acts responsibly. And he's obviously going to be very distracted. He's got ulterior motives in mind. He doesn't have the interest of his constituents at heart at all.
And I should say, there's no sign House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is considering that kind of action right now. McCarthy said yesterday Santos will remain a voting member of Congress while this trial plays out, though he says Santos will not get any committee assignments. Santos said he's going to hurry right back to Washington now to cast more votes.
Brian, we mentioned that Santos says he is going to seek re-election next year. That means campaigning while facing criminal charges. That sounds tricky.
Yeah, fascinating. Remember, he's released on a $500,000 bond. The judge today imposed severe restrictions on Santos's travel. He was forced to give up his passport. He can only commute between Washington, D.C., where he works, of course, in Congress, and New York City, where he lives and serves his constituents. Any other travel, he's going to have to get permission first from the court and prosecutors. So this is going to be a political campaign unlike any other. It's going to play out on a very tight leash. And again, polls suggest George Santos has a very steep hill to climb to win a second term.
That's NPR's Brian Mann at the federal courthouse on Long Island. Brian, thank you.
Thank you.